sentencing for an Army deserter.
He faces life in prison, and he may get that.
Hunting down a possible serial killer in Florida.
We're doing everything we can to catch this person so we can put an end to this.
And how to cut car pollution.
We need to have the most polluting vehicles off the streets of London.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. Punishment for AWOL Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Military hearing starts this morning. The deserter telling the London Sunday Times.
We may as well go back to kangaroo courts and lynch mobs.
Here's CBS's Jim Krasula at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
The sentencing hearing is expected to include testimony about serious injuries suffered by soldiers and a Navy SEAL who searched for Bergdahl after he left his post in Afghanistan in 2009. Bergdahl faces up to life in prison after pleading guilty to charges including desertion. The plea agreement did not include a deal for a lesser punishment.
But from Greg Rinke, a military lawyer involved in the case.
It's a very difficult case for the judge because you have Sergeant Bergdahl theoretically held as POW for 5 years. So I think the judge has to weigh and balance that 5 years along with sending a message to the Army that desertion is not acceptable and is going to be harshly punished.
The sentencing process could take up to several days. New developments in Afghanistan. New York Times reporting the CIA is now expanding its covert operations there. Smaller, specialized teams tracking, hunting down, and killing Taliban militants. It is stunning the number of dead bodies being uncovered in Syria right now. The bodies of at least 67 Syrian civilians, many summarily killed by the Islamic State group, discovered in the central Syrian town of Qaria Atayn, retaken from ISIS by government troops. Tax reform. President Trump pushing hard. Live now to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, this week, the president will urge House Republicans to scrap the budget they passed and accept the somewhat different version that cleared the Senate last week. The details of the GOP tax proposal will then come into focus. White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney defends one proposal that could result in an increase for some middle-income earners in states like New York, New Jersey, California, and others with high state and local taxes. Mulvaney says this is an issue of fairness.
If you and I make the same amount of money, we live in a house that has the same value, our car is the same car, shouldn't we pay the exact same amount in federal taxes?
The president moments ago shot down one prospect that deductions for retirement savings will be severely capped. He tweets there'll be no change to your 401k. Jim?
Remember when candidate Donald Trump dismissed Senator John McCain's heroism as a tortured prisoner of war? On C-SPAN, McCain making veiled criticism of Mr. Trump's Vietnam-era draft deferment.
We drafted the lowest income level of America, and the highest income level found a doctor that would say that they had a bone spur. That is wrong.
The president did, in fact, receive a medical deferment for bone spurs in his heels. Sexual assault allegations mounting against another Hollywood movie maker. 38 women telling the Los Angeles Times they were abused by director James Toback. Many of those women telling near identical tales of perversion. He denies it all. More fallout for Bill O'Reilly. Fox News criticized for signing the outspoken commentator, even though it knew of a multi-million-dollar sex assault settlement with a co-worker there. CBS News correspondent Brianna Golodriga.
The company issued a statement saying it was aware of the threatened suit, but was informed by Mr. O'Reilly that he had settled the matter personally, and the terms were confidential and not disclosed to the company.
Police say someone is killing people in Tampa. Candlelight vigil last night for three victims murdered there in 10 days. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
At a memorial for 20-year-old Anthony Niboa, his father, Kazimar, says Anthony was targeted because he had autism.
He looked like an easy target. The most sweetest boy I ever. He never said nothing bad to me.
Niboa was shot dead while walking in Tampa's Seminole Heights neighborhood around 8 p.m. on Thursday. 10 days earlier, just over 100 yards away, 22-year-old Benjamin Mitchell was killed after being shot at a bus stop. About 4 days later, police found 32-year-old Monica Hoffa's body in a vacant lot less than a mile away.
The 3-year-old girl did not drink her milk, her father ordering her to stand outside their suburban Dallas home as punishment. That was 3 a.m. October 7th. Sharon Matthews not seen since. Now the body of a young girl found near that home.
It was in a culvert beneath the road that we found the body.
Richardson Police Sergeant Kevin Perlich, no details released on how that child died. Sharon Matthews' father is charged with child endangerment. How hot is it? Highs in the 90s expected in Southern California today. Weather forecasters say tomorrow night's World Series startup in Los Angeles may be the hottest game one ever. In Spain, tensions are on the rise in the streets of Catalonia, central government threatening to take control of the independence-minded state. The latest from CBS's Seth Doan in Barcelona.
If Spain's prime minister, Mariano Rajoy, gets his way, the semi-autonomous region of Catalonia will see its president lose his job and top ministries and government functions managed by caretakers from Madrid, likely until new elections are called. Those steps must be approved by Spain's Senate. That's expected later this week.
Cleaning up a smoggy London town. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker with details of tough new anti-pollution automobile rules there.
Fancy a drive through central London? Well, if you drive an older, more polluting car, that will cost about $28 a day. Mayor Sadiq Khan says dirty air kills thousands of Londoners each year.
The choice is simple. We can either take action to clean up the air so fewer children have underdeveloped lungs, so fewer adults suffer strokes and dementia and asthma, or we do nothing, which means things get worse.
Some businesses claim the charge would drive them out of the British capital. But the Asthma Society calls the so-called toxin, or tea charge, a potential lifeline for the 150,000 children and 600,000 adults in London suffering from asthma. Jim?
He is bringing sexy back to the Super Bowl. More than a dozen years after this notorious wardrobe malfunction that bared Janet Jackson's breast. Justin Timberlake returns to perform the halftime show at Super Bowl 52. In Washington last night,
the 20th annual Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for American Humor to David Letterman.
Yeah, humble David Letterman accepting the award that honors comic genius.
I don't feel that I do deserve it. I read introductions off blue cards.
Ashes to the Salvation Army.
It's a Salvation Army store in New Hampshire that's received an urn filled with cremated remains. The urn seems to contain the ashes of a man who died in the early 80s. It's bronze, and engraved on the bottom is Richard L. Pentengill, 1929 to 1981. Local police say ashes are considered private property, and the owner could do whatever they wish to do with them. They say now that it's in the Salvation Army's hands, it's up to it what it wants to do with the urn and the ashes. The store says it's holding on to the urn in an effort to return it to the deceased's relatives. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Where's the spam?
The spam egg sausage and spam? That's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any
Shoplifters
spam.
In Hawaii stealing cans of the popular taste treat there, selling it on the street for quick drug cash. One convenience store owner says the cans of spam are flying out the door. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, October 23rd, 2017. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.